Drew, it's been a long time coming, but round one of the AFL kicks off Thursday night with Richmond and Carlton.
I think everyone's getting excited. They are about the proper season because we've had the JLT series, which is good to see some kids and good to get a little handle on the way your side's going. But the real stuff starts this week, as you said.
Your boys play Sunday against GWS. My fellas, Port Adelaide, take on Sydney at the SCG. What a big start to the season. And the man in charge is Ken Hinckley. Ken, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Right, all the hard work's done. Taking on Sydney at the SCG. A very obvious thing to say at the start, I know, but it's so important to get off to a good start. How are you feeling about this one?
Yeah, well, no doubt it's a big start to the season for us. And, yeah, every side wants to get away to a win. Obviously, we've got a significant challenge going up to Sydney to play one of the great teams in the competition over the last probably 10 or 15 years, to be fair. So we look forward to the opportunity and one that we take on with everything we've got.
They were awesome. Oh, sorry.
No, go on.
They were awesome in the finals. They knocked the Crows out with a blitz in the first quarter. They did the same thing to the Cats. At their best, they are probably the best side in the comp, aren't they?
Yeah, they are real. And they're a great side. And we acknowledge them. Everyone, I think every club in the competition sometimes makes reference to Sydney as the way they play, the way they go about it. We'd all like to be talked about in the same way. So we get an opportunity to go up there. And you said they blitz sides. Last time we went up there, they did exactly the same to us in the first quarter. You know, I think it was 8-0 by quarter time. And they're a mighty powerful team when they get it right. But we certainly look forward to the opportunity.
Ken, the position you're in, perhaps the first time for a long time, selection's going to be real, real tough. So you can only pick who's available. But in the next few weeks, you've got Cracker to come back. There's Pittard, obviously, once he gets over a hamstring. Broadbent hasn't played, so ready. No, I'm just saying, though, there are players now to squeeze back in. Jarman Impey's the other one. I reckon there are four or five players that, when they're up and running, you've all of a sudden got a selection dilemma, which is one of the great positions to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt, Ditch. I mean, that's the crucial thing to team success more often than not in a footy season, I reckon, is having your best players available for as long as you possibly can. And that doesn't sound too much rocket science, but that's what it is. You want your best players and you need healthy competition, because healthy competition creates, desperation to play the way you need to. And for us, we need that certainly this year more than ever. And we would be loving it. Right now, we're probably going to have 43 available out of 45
wow.
for round one.
Well done.
Which is a great result for us, and we look forward to that.
Have you done anything different to get that? Have you done a different pre-season, different focus, or dropped the intensity a little bit? Or, I mean, what have you done, or is it just good luck?
Oh, no, we've certainly done different stuff. I mean, I'd be foolish to sit here and try and say we haven't done anything different. We've changed some things around. We've done some different things in pre-season. We've done some slightly different types of training, but overall it is a little bit of luck. Let's not be too clever. You need to get through the combative part of training, and JLT typically for us in the past has been we lose 1.8 players, so nearly two players just through the JLT series is what happens. And this year so far, touch wood, we've been lucky that we've lost a player, Jasper, but that's half of what we've lost in a normal year. You just need a little bit of luck, and at this point in time, Burjo's crew have got the boys in great shape.
How do you feel, Ken, about the pressure that's on yourself and Port Adelaide? I mean, I know you've had this for for a while. You probably had a similar going into the start of last year. How do you deal with it? Do you talk to someone? Have you got like a mentor or anything to make sure you stay the course, sort of thing?
Yeah, look, I'm okay, to be honest. I mean, I understand footy, because the beauty of being 50 is you've been around it a long time. And you actually know when these times come what you've got to do. And I know for me, the key thing for me is to make sure I'm doing my absolute best. The team's doing their absolute best. All the staff around here feel like it's a positive environment, and we're all going to do our absolute best to be on top of what we need to. And I certainly, not unlike anyone, you always look for some support from key people. And I've got those key people that I think are important to helping me make sure I balance things out. But it's not just me that, the program starts to become about me a little bit. And we already understand that in the pre-season because of what's been going on. But it really is the whole footy program. And I think we've all just got to do our best.
Yeah, for sure. Ken, first of all, about a couple of players. You've already declared that Brett Eddy will play in round one, which is very exciting. What about young Houston? You elevated him as well and thought he showed a bit against Hawthorn. Will he play now that you've elevated him?
Yeah, he's certainly a real chance. I mean, we haven't made those decisions just as of yet, but we were, because we have 2 weeks to prepare for this game, you've had pretty good discussions, and he's right in the mix. Obviously with Pittard unavailable and Broadbent still to be, to be cleared, which we think he's absolutely going to be cleared, but we've still got to wait and get through a couple of more little boxes with Broadie before we decide on what we will finally look like. But Dan couldn't have done any more.
Where's Angus Monfries at? He's sort of been very quiet over the pre-season. Is he far off being in fitness, in good fitness and form to play?
Yeah, no, he's pretty good. He's he played his first game back because he had the shoulder surgery that we all remember back in December, which after 12 months out, he gets a clip on the shoulder. So that puts him back from a contest point of view. But he played a half a game last week for the Magpies, and look, it was a pretty impressive half a game, I will say. But, you know, we need to give him a couple of games of football, but I don't think we'll be long at all before we're talking about Gussie in the AFL side, Ruth.
Can Trengo make it as a forward?
Hope so at some point. And, you know, whether he's there. I think the beauty with us, with what we've done in the summer, is that we've got some flexibility. And I've said this only last week. That doesn't mean that every player that we've played around with and put in different positions will play in those positions every time we play. But it does give me flexibility. You know, whether we want to put Wingard on the ball or whether we want to put Trengove in the forward line or in the ruck or down back, and we want to put Westie wherever we want it. We can actually do that now because they've actually had 3 months of real training in those areas. So it'll be up to us and the opposition that we play against to when we best use them in what position.
I like Charlie Dixon's speed and the fact that he gets his hands to the ball a lot of occasions. Have you seen anything over the summer to suggest that he'll start catching them instead of getting his hands to them?
We want him to, and Charlie wants himself to. But look, you love his contest. You love his competitiveness. Yeah, we need him to catch a few more balls, and that's what Charlie's working really hard on to do. You know, he's only 3 weeks back for basically training for us. He's got plenty of work to still do, and what I like about him is he's not denying that that's one of the issues that he's got to get better at, and he spends the time on it. And with Lady, there's enough work getting done on there that eventually, if you keep at it, you're going to get a turn, I think,
yep.
And hopefully he'll catch a few. And look, wouldn't it be great if it was Saturday afternoon at the SCG, clunks three or four.
Yep, for sure. Ken, I'd never sort of suggest that one player can change a whole team, but I tell you what, the inclusion of Paddy Ryder, what we've seen pre-season, his tap work is just, you know, superb. But it allows all of these other players that we've just mentioned to play in other positions. It frees them up to do other things, I reckon. And I reckon if he stays sound the whole year, and let's hope he does, he's going to make an enormous difference.
Yeah, without putting too much pressure on him, he's a pretty important part of our whole planning, and he's incredibly important to our whole midfield group, to be honest. They do survive off his ability to get the ball to where they want it, and he's a pretty important player. He's a bit of spirit around this football club too, I will say. He's a really important person amongst the whole group, and both him and Gus, obviously you can only imagine what the Essendon team will be like this week. There'll be a bit of excitement when they get their opportunity to play their first game back, and Paddy, hopefully this Saturday will be that for us, and we will be a better team because of Paddy Ryder back in it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I want to ask you about game plan. I don't want you to obviously give the whole plan away, but what would you say to Port fans? What sort of game will they see from Port Adelaide this year?
There was some significant change, I think, and it's hard to visualise that for everyone when you haven't been a part of the working that goes on to building it to where we want it to. But we have made some change to what we've been able to do in the past. We would still love to be able to see at the right times those moments of us running hard with the ball and using the ball quickly and sharply into our forward line and turning that to score. That's perfect. We'd love to see that, but there's some other times where we're going to have to play a bit more, a different style of football than we have in the past. I think one thing what people need to see is they need to see a consistency of the way we go about it, and I think that's really important. You know, we haven't been able to provide that, and we're doing everything we can to change that.
Fantastic. Ken, thanks so much for talking to us. A big, big week for you and for the club.
Good luck,
Saturday.
And
let's hope we get off to a big, big start in Sydney.
Good on you, boys. Look forward to it.
Well done, Ken. Good luck.
Port Adelaide coach, Ken Hinckley.